Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, Sunday, Sivan, 7, May, June, 4, 1070, 1, AH, Twent, Y, 9, AD, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rush, hing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared to them split tongues like fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were living at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was told abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language, and they were all amaz, ed and marv, l, ed, saying one to another, look, ar, e, not all these who speak Galil, eons? And how do we hear every man in our own tongue, language, dialect, in which we were born? Parthians, and Medes, and Elamites, and those who live in Mesopotamia, A, N, D, in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians we hear, them speaking in our language, ages the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were wondering, saying one to another, what does this mean? Others, mocking, said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, you men of Judea, and all you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to my words, because these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is but the third hour of the day, 9 a.m. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, he being delivered by the predetermined counsel and or knowledge of God, you have and by wicked hands have crucified and killed, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. Because David spoke concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, because he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you allo, w, your, holy, one to see, corruption, you have made known to, me, the ways of life, you shall make me, full of joy with your, countenance, smile, men, and, brothers, let, me freely speak, k to you of the patriarch, David, that he is both dead, and buried, and his tomb, is with us, to this day. Therefore being a prophet, and knowing, that God had sworn with an oath to him, that, he would raise up Christ of his, descent, according to the flesh, t, o sit on, his throne, he seeing this, beforehand spo, key of the resurrection of, Christ that his soul was not left, in hell, neither did his, flesh, see corruption, this Jesus God has raised up, of which we all are witnesses, therefore being, exalted to t, he right hand of God, and, having received from the F.A., Bar, the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has, brought this forth, which you now see and hear, because David has not, ascended into the heavens, but he said, himself, the Lord. Jehovah said to my, Lord, you sit on my, right hand, until I, make, your, enemies, your, footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know, with certainty that God has made this same, Jesus, whom you have, crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when, they heard, this, they were pricked in their, heart, and said to Peter a, and to, the, rest of the, apostles, men, and, brothers, what, shall we do? Then Peter, said to them, repent, and be baptized every one of you in, the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness, of, sins, and you shall receive the, gift of the Holy Spirit, because, the promise is to you, and to your, children, and to all who are afar off, even, as, many as the Lord, our God shall call. And with many other words he did, testify and encourage saying, save, yo, yourselves from this, wicked generation, then those, who glad, lie received his, word were baptized, and the same day, there were added, to, them, about 3,000 souls, and they continued holding firm to the, apostles' teaching and fellowship and in, breaking of bread, and in prayers, and fear came, upon every soul, and many wonders, and, signs were done by the apostles, and all who believed were, together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and, goods, and divided them to all, men, as, every, man had, need, and they, continuing daily with one, accord in the temple, and breaking bread from, house to house, ate their food with, gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having, favor with all the people, and the Lord, added to, e church daily such, as should be saved.